So connecting to God, this is where we were. This is what we were, our session is about today. So though we talk about connecting to God, in reality, it's a misnomer, which means that we can never not be connected to God. We are always connected to God. But the point is that we lose our connection. We forget our connection to God. It is like we've had all these experiences, we listened to all these experiences before. If we ever had blood come out of our body, then the blood simply dries up. All right? So that's how we are. Even for a micro millisecond, if we choose to disconnect from God, then we will be dead. We'll again merge with Him. We'll be separated from the body, and we'll merge back with Him. That's what. So there's not even a single minute, not even a second, when we can actually not connect to God. So it's a misnomer that we are kind of learning how to connect to God. But in reality, what we are learning is to reestablish our connectedness to God, which means that we are fine-tuning our senses. We are unplugging, like I said last Saturday, we are unplugging ourselves from the mind so that we can realize our connection to God. That's what we are going to do. So every time we have been doing the Maypole meditation, but this time we'll be doing something slightly different. We're not doing the Maypole meditation right away, but first of all, let us strengthen our inner senses. So like we have our sense organs of hearing, smelling, seeing, touching, and tasting, we also have inner senses. So we have typically four inner senses. We have the inner hearing, which means many of us listen to inner guidance. For me, inner hearing is very strong. And we have inner knowing. So we just know. We just know that something is right. Just know this route is correct. So it's not, these are not special. All of us have it. And all of us have experienced it at one time or another. But consistently experiencing it is what we need to learn doing. Which means that many a times to arrive at a decision, we use our mind rather than using our inner senses. We are not looking for divine guidance to plan, to execute. We look for divine guidance when all hell breaks loose, when something really goes wrong. That's when we begin to pray. So let us learn at first to heighten or to sensitize our inner senses. So one of them is inner hearing. The second is inner feeling, inner knowing, and inner vision. So inner vision is where people see things in their vision. And consistently, it will be the same experience that they will have, the same experience of inner vision. Same thing goes with inner knowing. Consistently, they will know what's happening about any particular instance that's going to occur. And inner hearing, you receive all the inner guidance that the person needs to receive. And then we have the inner hearing, that you hear, you see, you know, and you feel. So first, I'm going to take you through a practice of the hourglass today. The hourglass is an excellent practice to manifest instantly and to also connect to the divine. So now I want yourself sitting in a golden circle of light. So for the newcomers who have just joined, let me give you the guidelines. You can sit, if you're sitting on a couch, make sure you're sitting at the edge of the couch so that the hips are higher than the level of your knees. If your knees are higher, your back is most probably in a hunch. That is, it is bent, curved. So instead, sit at the edge of the couch so that the hips are higher, at a higher level than the knees. If you're sitting on the ground, then make sure that you have the hips higher than the knees. We can sit on a stack of pillows or blankets so that you don't have to have back support. So if you're sitting on a chair, again, please make sure you're not using a back support. When you use back support, your back usually gets compromised, your neck moves forward, and then you are in all of the mind space, which is why I'm asking you not to use back support. So think, imagine, visualize you're sitting in a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. The golden circle of light is on the ground. Imagine you have stretched your arms sidewise and straightened your fingers outward. And that's the diameter of the circle that you're sitting in. This is an inner circle. This is an inner circle. So you don't have to naturally practice this externally. It's an inner circle. Now, with your index finger, I want you to draw the circle counterclockwise on your thigh or on any surface. Slowly and continuously, keep drawing the circle counterclockwise until you see the circle in your mind. You will be able to see or feel the circle around you and on the ground. Just keep practicing drawing the circle counterclockwise. It will take a minute or two for you to actually start feeling the circle around you. There might be some who are sensitive, can immediately start feeling, but the ones who are less sensitive can start feeling it within a minute or two. And the ones who lack self-confidence, who have low self-confidence, may take more than a few minutes. They may actually need several sessions before they actually begin to feel the presence of the circle in their inner feeling. However, it doesn't matter. Just keep practicing. Now, pull up this circle to form an hourglass. Pull up the circle to form an hourglass. An hourglass is like a sand timer. Pull up the circle to form an hourglass. And the thinnest part of the hourglass, visualize the higher consciousness, which is like a ball of light or any name and form of God that you want to imagine. Now, from this God or a ball of light that you are imagining at the narrowest part of the hourglass, imagine several multicolored ribbons hanging from this higher consciousness or God. Hold on to a ribbon of any color that appeals to you. Now ask the higher consciousness to send to you through the hourglass and this ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in and breathe out any restlessness, anxiety, any frustrations, any clutter that you may be experiencing in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for a few breaths. Now, ask the higher consciousness to send to you through the hourglass and the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy through the hourglass and through the ribbon. As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress, any stress in your head, in your neck, in your spine, in any part of your body or limbs. Release all the stress. Observe any tightness that you may be carrying in any part of your body and release the tightness. Keep your body firm but relaxed. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the hourglass and through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories. Let go of any impossibilities or challenges or difficulties that you find you're holding on to. If you believe that you are one person who is not deserving, let go of that. If you believe that this is difficult, let go of that. If you believe any impossible situations, let go of them. Let go of all the troubling thoughts that you are carrying, that you have been believing all these days, all these years. Breathe in this cleansing and purifying energy and let it wash away all these thoughts that you have been carrying, the beliefs that you have been carrying, that life is difficult, that situations are difficult, that are impossible. You may not want to believe in this, but just do it. Just do it. And now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, weakness, or even a sense of fatigue that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Ask your higher consciousness to send unconditional love to you. Breathe in this love and let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Breathe out any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, and anything else that you think you wish to release. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the hourglass all that it knows, which is required to raise your inner healing, inner vision, inner knowing, inner hearing, and inner feeling. Ask your higher consciousness to provide you everything that it knows that is required for you to have inner healing, inner feeling, inner hearing, and inner vision. Make sure you are breathing. Breathing maintains your awareness. And while you are asking, please do not expect anything to happen. Don't keep searching. Just maintain your awareness. Now, while you're holding on to this ribbon and with the awareness of the hourglass, and with you sitting in the bottom of the hourglass, ask your higher consciousness, who am I? Please do not wait for an answer. Do not expect anything. Just be alert and aware. You can ask your higher consciousness with the awareness that your inner senses are heightened and you are sitting in the bottom of the hourglass. Ask your higher consciousness to bring to you this knowing and experience of who you really are. So ask, who am I? Now take a deep breath and come back to your surrounding awareness, your environmental awareness. Move your hands, move your legs, move your toes, your feet, your fingers, your shoulders, your neck, and open your eyes when you're ready. How many of you felt today's practice was more powerful than the other days? Anyone here? Excellent. So, can you give me a feedback? Mr. Umesh, can you unmute and tell me how was it different?
Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening.
So today's was most powerful, and how to express it? It was so deep. It was. I mean, the meditation was wherein it was complete deep. It was. That's the one I can say. And who am I? I was a complete like a small jerk like that. I was feeling.
So when you asked, who am I, what really happened? What did you really experience?
A small jerk type that.
What happened inside of you when you asked this question? What happened to the mind?
Some complete blank, nothing is there.
Excellent. Very good. Anyone else? Thank you, Umesh. Anyone else who wants to tell us what your experience was? Rinkiji, can you please unmute and tell us how you felt? Rinki Bansalji?
Hi, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yes, sir. When I was in the, I was feeling this golden light. I was just feeling all my pains were getting relieved. Especially, I was having a huge pain in my hip portion. So, I was feeling very light. And then I was asking the question, who am I? So, I was like completely feeling free from everything, from all the tensions, and I was released completely from all the things.
Very good. Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. Rupa, can you please tell? Rupa K, can you please unmute and tell us how you felt today?
Good evening, doctor. I too was feeling like complete blankness, but also, and I was feeling like my heartbeat was too fast. It's not a heartbeat, something inside, it was beating very fast. I was feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
but were you at ease? Were you at ease?
Yes, doctor. I was at ease, but I was feeling like something. A heartbeat kind of something was, I could feel like a jump kind was happening inside.
All right. Never mind. See, different people have different experiences. What is common with most people, thank you all of you, what is common with most people is that when you ask this question, who am I? This is why we are born. We are born to find out our reality. At the outset, in this world, which we call the real world, here people feel there is a lot of competition. You feel that you have to make a lot of money. You have to have a lot of positions. You have to build a house, buy a car. You have to buy all the facilities. You have to live a luxurious life, because if you want it, it's for you. You have put in so many years of education, so now you want to bring in all these luxuries to you. This is a common thinking, but unfortunately, in all of this mind game, we lose the basics of life. The basics of life are to understand who you really are. If you knew who you really are, then you would understand that all this struggle is absolutely futile. Imagine a person who owns the world. Let us say that you own this world, but you don't remember, you don't realize that you own this world. And in that confusion, you begin to start asking people to help you with small luxuries, with food, with shelter, with clothing. You go to buy all these things from the store. You want to earn your money, but you own this world. This whole world belongs to you. So you forgot. Similarly, when you are connecting to God, you realize that you are that very God self that you are trying to connect to. You're connecting to the core of your existence. That's what this whole practice is. So when you ask, who am I? When you experience that silence, this is just a fleeting moment. It might have lasted for 1 second or for a few seconds. But then the practice is to get to this silence more often. Get to this silence. Make it longer, make it deeper. Because you just had a small pinhole view of the creation, the creator. You just had a pinhole view, and that too for 1 second. But imagine if you just opened up the pinhole, made it wider, and actually opened it all out, then just imagine how beautiful an experience it would be. That's what we are aiming at. So all the emotions that you are experiencing are all just waste of time. You are constantly trying to bring importance to the mind, whereas the self is the one that really needs to be looked upon. That's what you need to discover. Dr. Janardhan, sir, you have raised your hand. Can you please unmute?
Hello. Namaskara, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. And today's meditation was very intense, and I felt very deep in involvement. It was a good feeling. For the question that is asked about who am I, I did not get any answer. It was like the same deep sense of involvement in meditation.
Yes. See, the point is, God does not speak languages.
Right, sir.
Okay, whatever we hear, whatever languages we hear, are all how we, you know, there are two things. One is describing certain things, and other is experiencing certain things. If I have to describe what it feels to be in love, what it feels to know God, it's very difficult. Now I have to deliver something so you can comprehend. So then I start describing an experience. It's very difficult to describe an experience. Most of you, if I asked you, how does it feel when you ate your favorite dish? You don't have words to express your feeling of how it feels when you ate your favorite dish. But you can make me look at you while you eat your favorite dish, and I can make out something as far as your facial expressions are concerned, with your sounds that you produce when the dish is in your mouth, you say the and all those emotions that you bring out with your gestures, with your facial gestures, with your hand gestures, with your body language. Yeah, I get to see it, but I still don't get to feel it because that's not my experience.
Right.
So similarly, when you ask, who am I? There are no words, but you will experience certain blankness. That blankness is who you really are. You are nothing. So spirituality is paradoxical. I have said this earlier, which means that you are nothing. It also means that you are everywhere. That nothingness pervades everywhere. There's no one place where nothingness does not exist. So you are everything. At the same time, you are nothing, which means that you put yourself under an electron microscope, you put any object that exists in this universe under an electron microscope, and you will see it is nothing but particles. It's the same particles that make everything else. The same, very same particles which makes everything in this universe. That's what we mean by nothingness and everything. Okay? Now we have brought it to the scope of the electron microscope, but it goes beyond that, where even an electron microscope is deficient, where it cannot see the nothingness. That's what we are after. We are after that God which is nothing and which is everything. That is you, me, everyone. Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha. It has manifested everything that exists. And that is what we call as God. And that is what we are connecting to. That is the real me. That's what we are connecting to today. And see, it's so simple. The practice is so simple. You just have to sit and you have to ask, who am I? The moment you do that, immediately you will see, you will experience the divinity within you. Now let us try and experience this a little more. So let's get back to the meditation for just another few minutes. So again, sit with your back, neck and head straight. Do not use a recliner. Do not use a backrest. See yourself sitting in the bottom part of the hourglass. Now ask your higher consciousness, or ask your God self, to bring to you all that it knows is required for you to feel the vastness of your existence. Ask the God self or your higher consciousness to bring to you all that it knows that is required for you to feel the vastness of your existence. Again, just be alert and aware. Do not expect anything. And now ask your higher consciousness to bring to your awareness and help you experience the vastness of your existence. Ask your higher consciousness to bring to your awareness and help you experience the vastness of your existence. come back to conscious awareness. Open your eyes when you're ready. And those of you who want to get a glass of water, a sip of water, please do. This practice can get you to feel lightheaded, spaced out. So please drink a few sips of water if you have to. How many of you felt the vastness of your existence? How many of you felt that you were exploding within? Anyone here? Yes, Brinda, can you please unmute? Can you please let us know how you are feeling?
Good evening, Doctor.
Yes, good evening.
Doctor, I did feel like something exploding within, but what I felt was, I felt like I was a cloud. I felt like I was floating against gravity. That is what I felt.
Okay. Did you feel your surroundings disappear?
Yes, yes. I lost that feel of gravity, and I felt like a cloud, actually.
Okay, you lost spatial awareness. That's what you mean to say.
Yes, yes.
You for a moment you felt the body awareness disappear.
Yes, Doctor.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Parvati, can you unmute?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How did you feel? What did you experience?
I was feeling there was a space surrounding me, and it was like a huge doom or something like that.
All right. Very good. So when you ask God to help you experience the vastness, you are unlimited. This is what I asked for the experience to be like. So it has to be unlimited. So, but the mind cannot grasp the unlimitedness, which is why I ask people not to try and expect. The mind cannot grasp what God brings to you, which is why it's important for you to be alert and aware, so you can just be in the experience. If you search with the mind, then you will not grasp. It'll create something which is minuscule, not one millionth of the experience, and then you will go gaga with that. But your unlimitedness is something the mind cannot grasp. Is there anyone who wants to ask any questions? Umesh, yes, please unmute and let us know what your experience was.
Hi, sir. Sir, I was feeling my heart beats, and in my head also some like beats was I was experiencing.
Okay, all right. So you just have to go beyond the physical experience. It's not something that you can try to do, but you just have to stop the mind from expecting an experience. So all this throbbing in the mind will happen when you want an experience instead of just being in the experience. Are there any questions? Before we end, we'll take a few questions. Are there any questions? Yes, please. Yes, Rupa, please unmute.
Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening.
Doctor, sometimes when I'm doing meditation, my legs become numbness, Doctor, actually, for him, when I'm going completely intense. So it becomes intense. It becomes numbness, actually. So
all right.
Often it happens, actually.
It's all right. It's perfectly fine. So when you become numb, just let the legs be. They won't fall off. They won't rot. It's okay. You can just observe and forget about it. So after you get out of meditation, you can straighten your legs and then allow the feelings to emerge.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Are there any other questions? All right, fine. Thank you so much for participating in this meditation today. I would like you all to leave a feedback. Now, I told you that I will be sharing something special with you. We have come out with what we call as a divine discourse with God. So for you to express yourself to God, I will send this out soon after this meditation. Those who are interested can let us know, and we will let you know how to procure them. So this is essentially a small book that we have created, wherein you're going to talk to your own God and tell him what you have done today. You're going to start offering everything that you are thinking, feeling, and doing to your God. You have to bring in commitment between you and your God. You have to bring in that commitment, unflinching, 100% commitment. The one way of doing it is to offer everything to this God. So after every activity that you take up, that you commit to, you're going to write in this diary what you have done, and you're going to offer it to God. This is your personal diary, and that way you are talking to your God. And when you write, you are writing to your own God. You are communicating with your own God self. You do that, you reduce the gap between God and the mind. And when you reduce the gap, then you become less cluttered, you become less confused, and you have less problems, less challenges. And then you will see, whenever you have challenges, then God will start guiding you through those challenges. Just like it happened today. I connected at 5:30. I was still on the road. I am still on the road, driving my daughter back from where I picked her up. So I'm still on the road. While on the road, I conducted this whole meditation. So God knows how to get things done. Let's put everything at his feet, and so that he can guide us and lead us in the best possible way. Thank you so much for attending today's session. This was fantastic, with so many of you experiencing, and I didn't give opportunity for some of you to express yourselves, but make sure that you use the WhatsApp group to express your feedback. We want more and more participation. Today was good. We had more than 50 people connecting, and we will connect again next Saturday. Until then, have a beautiful weekend and have a beautiful week. I'm here, Dr. Mahesh Krishnamurthy, signing off from Yagar Meditation Group. If you have any questions, any concerns, please get back to us. Please communicate with us. We'll be more than happy to help you. Lots of love. Signing off.